Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. This story is that Saul has had a very easy task and he has messed it up. Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. Boy, what did he miss out on? But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee. Hallelujah. Here Saul has received bad tidings. Amen. I hope he wasn't expecting anything else. Amen. You know, there are some people that basically want to preach to us that God is going to say well done to people who have not done well. If I know one thing about God, this book says he is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. He's not going to lie. Amen. I know that man is not saved by his works. Amen. But apart from works, there's a thing called obedience that brings about what our works are. If I won't obey God, amen, I just don't think God can tell me that I've been a good and faithful servant. Amen. You know, someone working for a company, if they won't follow the rules and do what they're supposed to do, amen, the odds are that person is fixing to soon be relieved of their responsibilities. Amen. And rightfully so. Amen. God is no different. Amen. God wants, how many people would like to have unruly children rather than obedient children? Amen. I understand something. God is long-suffering. He's faithful in that. Amen. But God is after bringing us unto a discipline. Amen. And the first and the great commandment says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. Amen. That is not a suggestion. That is a commandment. Amen. Well, Brother Joe, I just don't know if I can love God like that. Amen. Well, if we'll work on that relationship, amen, with him, the more we know him, the more we love him. Amen. You can't help but the Word of God says that God is love. And if he dwells in our heart, how can a person where love dwells not love? Amen. Come on. Unless love doesn't dwell there. Amen. But if God dwells in the heart of man, then loving God will become a normal, amen, thing that is part of who we are as children of God. Amen. Hallelujah. As dear children, be ye therefore followers of God in obedience. Amen. So God had rejected Saul from being captain over his people. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because he's disobedient. Amen. He's rebellious. Amen. The Bible is very explicit. Amen. He says rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. And amen. I'm telling you that all of those things just kind of stand out. Amen. And God just simply could not put any of the faith, amen, or put any ability and power into Saul because of his disobedience. Amen. How would you like to have a person that you, amen, wouldn't obey you, yet you're gonna put power and ability or whatever and money in their hands to work for you? I don't think so. Amen. So God said He was after a man that was after His own heart. Amen. We talked this morning, amen, in the morning service. Amen. Who walked not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. David was a man that was led by the Spirit of God, walked after the Spirit. Amen. Now, but to the world, David would not have seemed to have been the right man. Amen. Saul stands a head and shoulders taller than anybody in the camp of Israel, and probably more than that above David, as far as his physical stature is concerned. Amen. But God does not look at the physical stature. What God looks at the spiritual man. Amen. Come on, God. The Word of God tells us, man looks on the outward appearance, God looks on the heart. That doesn't mean what a lot of people try to make that mean. Amen. Now, that doesn't mean that God doesn't matter to a person if walks around, half nude, and amen, and all of these kind of things, and acts and lives ungodly. That's not what that's talking about. What it's talking about is that God sees more than the physical attributes of a person. Amen. Man, he can only see what the outcome or the physical or the outward actions of a person. God sees why they're doing that. Hello? Come on. God tries the reins and the heart of man. What is the reins, Brother Joe? The reins are what causes the heart to do what it does. I'm not talking about the one that pumps blood. Amen. I'm talking about what steers our spirit, what leads us, what guides us, what motivates us. Amen. If God knows that, and if something wrong is motivating us, then God, if we will let Him, is faithful and just to reveal that to us. Amen. David said, Lord, amen, I want you to look me over. Amen. I want you to examine me. Amen. I want to tell you, when God examines you, you've been examined. Amen. And I want you to, amen, let me know, Lord, if there's any secrecy and if there's something there that's hid from me. Amen. Or deceive me. Amen. David knew that God would not lie to him. Amen. Maybe this is why David is a man after God's own heart. He ain't trusting David. Amen. He's trusting God. Amen. God could put trust in a man, amen, whose name was Job, not because of who Job was, amen, but because Job trusted God. Amen. The Word of God said, He loveth righteousness and He escheweth evil. Amen. My. Amen. Amen. He seeks me. God, I want to tell you something. If we will be after God's own heart, there is no limit to what God can do in the life. Amen. Most of the time, you see, we are limited by what is going on in our heart, our spirit. Amen. We got a world full of people whose heart, their spirit is corrupt. Amen. The Word of God teaches, Jeremiah speaking says that the heart of man is deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Man's a fallen creature. Amen. What Jeremiah is saying, that the spirit of man, amen, is deceptive. Amen. Don't believe it. Most people are going to go to hell not because even the devil has deceived them, but because they have deceived themselves. Oh, Brother Joe, you really think the only person that is fully deceived outside of themselves is demon-possessed people, and they have probably somewhere along the line had a handle in that. Come on with Brother Joe. Brother Joe's not being hateful here, telling the truth. If I begin to ignore, amen, and to try to soothe my conscience by hunting somebody to tell me a lie, amen, after a while, amen, the built-in, amen, protections that God has given man are become annulled, amen. Come on, God give man, and what He put in man, He put in man a conscience, amen. You mean to tell me even that fallen man, that's the amazing thing about God, that even in fallen man, amen, He gave him a conscience. Woo! My, He gave him something. What He said, He has given at us the earnest of the Spirit. Amen. Then He said, He's given to every man the measure of faith. Listen. Amen. The measure of faith. What is that measure? That's that conscience. Amen. That abides in that person. Amen. If God hadn't have done that, nobody could be saved. Amen. You hear me? I said no one could be saved without that. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? It's when the Word of God is preached. Amen. That measure of faith that God has put in that spirit of that person. Amen. Stands up and says, hey, the Word is right. God's right. Amen. That means I must be wrong. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. That Brother Charles Grandison Benny preached a message called True and False Repentance. Amen. In the 1800s, Brother Benny's preaching this message. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. He made a lot of people angry. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because he preached about people rather than being truly sorry and repentant. Amen. Simply were hunting a fire escape out of hell. Hello? Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. But God hadn't got no fire escape out of hell. I tell you what He has got. He's got a salvation. Amen. That'll deliver man from sin. Amen. I say, amen. The summer cold. I'm bunk listening up. Amen. We old slide rip. Brother Joe's used to sweating a little bit anyway. Amen. Won't hurt me. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen, but I want my conscience to work. Amen. You know how people know they're saved? Their conscience works better. Amen, than it used to. Amen. Come on, that's one of the best ways to know you saved. Amen. If your conscience, amen, don't work better than when you was lost, you better get in an altar again because something ain't right. Amen. Come on. My conscience gets amplified. It gets more sensitive. Amen. It tells more when God is grieved because the little warning goes off and says, something ain't right. Amen. Woo. Amen. Listen, I can tell you, if you ignore that after a while, amen, you can be in great danger. Amen. I do several things. Sometimes I got some other people, my wife thinks I'm crazy. Amen. I like to watch, where they analyze, flight problems that went wrong in the aircraft and what causes the crashes. And so I watch those on YouTube a lot. I learn a lot from that. Amen. I was watching one not long ago when I just said what I said. It come to my mind. Amen. There was a certain cop aircraft that had a warning. Amen. That was it was problematic. It would give you a warning when you didn't actually have one. Amen. Because of certain, if you will, configurations of the airplane on takeoff. Amen. So in order to get rid of the nuisance, a lot of pilots or crew members would learn they would pull a circuit breaker on that plane and it would kill that nuisance problem. Amen. But there was another problem tied to that. That little warning was tied to what is called the flaps and the slats on that plane. The wings extend over and they get larger so you get more lift. Amen. Listen, when you got a plane fully loaded and it's loaded with fuel, amen, with them wings getting bigger means that plane can take off at a much slower speed. Amen. And have better lift conditions and more stability. Amen. So they had learned, amen, how to override that. And this plane that crashed, I forget how many people were killed. It was one, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, one little child. And all of them on that plane, born in this country, only one child, a young child that was strapped big enough that the seat covered over and protected them. Amen. Everybody else is dead on that plane. Amen. What was wrong? They forgot to put the slaps and the flaps down when they were in takeoff mode and it was inclement weather. Amen. And why did it not the warning go off? They researched that and finally, amen, after several months of recovering data out of the black box, they found, amen, that the circuit breaker, amen, for that warning had been pulled and it was not working. So they had no warning, amen, that their slats and their flaps were not down. And they took off in a regular flight configuration. That's why the plane fell out of the air, amen, in just a few hundred feet. Amen, tilted over and went crashed and hit a pole. And amen, killed everybody but one baby. What you saying, Brother Joe? When we override, amen, what God has built in, amen, we put our life in mortal danger, amen. Come on, I'm going to tell you something. God has given us a conscience for a reason. Amen. He's given us that so that when we get out of line, listen, amen, if God can't, amen, give me conviction, He can't lead me, He can't correct me, He cannot purge me, He can't do anything with me. Amen. I know this crowd that we got to listen, amen, loving God. The more I listen to Brother Joe, the more I love God. Amen. I said, the more I love God, amen, the greater that conscience gets. Hear me? Amen. Listen, the more you love somebody, the less you want to hurt them. Hello? Amen. The least little thing. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, the more we love God, amen, the more we want to make sure that we're not out of line with Him. Amen. And I want to tell you, that brings us into a place where God can have a person after His own heart. Woo! If knowing I've deviated a little bit from what God wants in my life, amen, brings me great consternation. Amen. I want to tell you, God can use that, amen, to bring us into and focus us into the will of God. Woo! That's what God's after. Listen, read over in the book of Jeremiah. God said, I got great plans for you. Hello? Got big plans. Amen. All those plans are contingent upon, amen, will I love God like I'm supposed to? Will I allow God to do what He wants to do in my life? And will I not annul what God is trying to do? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Oh, listen, I want to tell you something. Amen. That would be the answer to a major problems in the earth. It's because people have put their, amen, little religion on cruise control. Amen. They have turned off, amen, a lot of warnings for, amen, that have become a nuisance to them. Come on, when God intended them to be a nuisance. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. They tampered with that word right there. Amen. Trying to change it so it don't bother them much anymore. Hello? That's why we see those folks embracing all kinds of ungodly lifestyles. They're trying to turn off all the switches. Amen. That make them uncomfortable. Woo! So they can be just as comfortable as they can be on their way to hell. Hello? Amen. They've overrode what God has put there. Amen. David had a conscience. Saul, he just tried to justify everything by whatever Saul wanted. Amen. Me, my. Amen. It's my will, my way. Amen. Whatever I want, whatever makes me feel good, whatever makes me giggle and wiggle. Hello? Come on with Brother Joe. That's a great portion of the world. That's what the world does. The church is going to be otherwise about that. It ain't about me. It ain't about Joe Gilman. It ain't about my name. It ain't about this. It ain't about an organization. Come on. It's about Jesus. Come on. And if it ain't about Jesus, it ain't going nowhere. Amen. It is a fraud. All it is. Amen. Oh, ain't nobody can save anybody outside of Christ. There's not a person in this world or an organization can deliver a man from the least little old transgression outside of Jesus. Woo! Amen to God. But I can tell you what, if we'll allow God's plan to work, it'll work like clockwork. It'll work like silk. It's when man gets to tampering with it when it gets messed up. Amen. I want to tell you, the less we tamper with things, we ought to... Amen. God didn't give us the plan of salvation to tamper with and try to fine-tune. Believe me, man goes trying to fine-tune it. He just wrecked it. Amen. No. That's for them people trying to correct this word right here. They ain't trying to correct that word. They trying to change that word so they don't feel so bad about what to, amen, they want to do and what they want to allow anymore. Amen. And all the while, they're tampering with the roadmap. Hello? Or playing with the compass. And both of them can get you in a lot of trouble. Amen. My Bible says, he that, amen, will take up our part, take out of this book, remove their part out of the Lamb's book of life. Oh, Brother Joe, that says that about Revelation. Well, if you think Revelation, amen, has anything on any other book in that Bible, amen, Brother Joe don't believe that. Brother Joe believes that Revelation is equal to every other book in that Bible. Amen, from in the beginning, amen, to the amen at Revelation 22 and 21. Amen, come on with Brother Joe. Amen, so that means I can't tamper with this book. Amen. God didn't give it to me to tamper with. He gave it to, listen, He didn't give us the Bible to debate, to, amen, discuss, or to argue over. He gave it to us to obey. Woo! Amen. I mean, you know, hey, I turn on the light, and the light shows me what's there. Am I going to argue with the light? Amen. You turn on that light, and it shows you the hole. I don't believe that light. Just go ahead and step on off in it then. Amen. Brother Joe can pretty much assure you the results will not be good. Hello? Thank God. Amen. I get home at night, I got a nightlight that comes on, but for part of my yard it ain't, so I whip out that old handy-dandy cell phone, got lights on them. Amen, thank God. And I turn it on, so especially the wise women, so she can see what's on the ground. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because if you can't see, you can't. Amen. You just guessing what's there. And of course, my wife thinks, you know, amen, especially if that grass ain't down to about an inch and a half tall, there's liable to be snakes in it. Amen. Hello, come on. I said, I'm so glad there ain't as many snakes around here as you say there are. Amen. I'd be bright to get in the yard. Amen. Nevertheless, amen. What you mean, Brother Joe? Amen. God give us that word of God as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path so that we can walk. You know, faith is not blind. Faith sees. Faith sees the way. Faith sees Christ. Amen. And the only light the world has got is the church that is following Him. Outside of that, there is no light in this world. Amen. So God give us that light. Amen. You mean to tell us God put the church here to make people feel uncomfortable? Indeed, He did. Come on. Because if they don't feel uncomfortable, they're not going to examine their ways. And if they don't, they're going to head just as straight to hell as they can go without anything but a roadblock being in the way. And God said it's not His will that any should perish, but that all should come under repentance. Hell, let me hurry. Well, I said I was going to talk about a man after God's own heart. Amen. So God said, I'm going to find me a man after God's own heart. He found David. Amen. The youngest son. Amen. Oh, of the family, he's a baby boy. Hallelujah. Amen. I wonder how often that is. God had a thing for baby boys, though. Somehow or another. Amen. He found Jacob. Amen. He's the younger. I know it's but only a few seconds or minutes away when there's twins being born. But he's the younger. Amen. But he's the one that got the blessing. Amen. And so David was the youngest son of Jesse. Amen. And he probably was considered the least likely one to be when old Samuel come down hunting a king to anoint. Boy, I'm telling you, David probably was the last man on their mind. Amen. I mean, Jesse didn't even think about David. He just let them other seven boys. Hello? Stand out there. And when old Samuel has went through all of them, and God has said, that ain't him. Amen. He asked Jesse, have you got any more boys? Have you got any more sons? Oh, I got one. He's out there keeping. He said, go get him. Amen. Hallelujah. And when he comes into sight, amen, of Samuel the prophet, God said, that's him. Amen. There's a man after my own heart. Oh, hallelujah. The Word of God says that Samuel, who had filled up that oil, that horn of oil, with brand new oil, God said, go pour that old stuff out. Get you some fresh oil. Amen. Brother MacDonald preached on it one side here. Amen. Hallelujah. On some fresh oil. Amen. Get you some fresh oil in that horn. And I want you to go down to the house of Jesse down there at Bethlehem. Amen. I found me a man after my own heart. A family, somebody that loves me. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Woo! What God can do, amen, when He finds somebody that loves Him, I want to tell you, the storybooks hadn't all been wrote about it yet. Woo! My. Amen. In David's reign, God expanded the borders of Israel to what God had promised him in the beginning. My. Amen. You mean to tell me, yes, when God finds somebody that loves Him and obeys Him and walks with Him, I want to tell you, God just lets all the strings off. Amen. Woo! And He lets the oil flow. And it's like that old cliche I love. Amen. Let the river flow and the wind blow. Amen to God. God gets into business and it gets to moving. Amen to God. Come on. Amen. When God can find a group of people, amen, that love Him, that desire Him, amen, that want His will, amen. I can tell you, God, amen, can open up the windows of heaven. Amen. He can let the Word of God and the blessings of God and the Spirit of God move in the camp. Woo! Well, the joy of God is, don't move in my life, have you? Do we love Him like we're supposed to? Amen. Do we want what He wants? We got a lot of folks today, they after fame, fortune, they after a name. Amen. But they ain't after the kingdom of God. They want dollars and cents. Amen. If they want somebody to pat them on the back. Amen. I tell you, I'd much rather God be happy with me. Amen. Then all the men, if everybody in the world is upset with me and God's happy with me, I'm going to tell you, that ought to be where we are at. Amen. Hallelujah. If you can, because I want to tell you, you just can't please everybody, but you can please God. How you know that, Brother Joe? Because in that book. Hello? Amen. Before Enoch was translated, he had this testimony that he pleased God. Woo! Amen. And I heard that fellow say one day, Enoch was walking together. God said, look here, Enoch is closer to my house than it is to yours. So you just come on home with me. I got something I'm going to use you for. Amen. In the future. Amen. You've had the right spirit. Ah, glory. Now listen, God found a man named Daniel. Old Belshazzar. Holler to God. Had an excellent spirit. The word excellent comes from the word excel. Means to exceed. Amen. Beyond the norm. Daniel had an excellent spirit. Amen. Why? He knew his God. He walked with him. He loved his God. He honored his God. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I want to tell you, because Daniel done that, when the king signed the decree, didn't bother Daniel any. We got church folks because they make a little ruling in the government. Draws back in fear and, amen, consternation. And what are we going to do? Amen, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to, Daniel's knew that decree was signed. Amen, he walked back to that window as he'd been walking every day. Amen, he knew what the ramifications were. Didn't have nobody have to tell Daniel. He wasn't a fool. Amen, he knew what it meant. Amen, but he also knew what it meant to know Jehovah. I said he knew what it meant to know the God of heaven. Oh, the great king. Hello. Amen. So he walked back to that window. Amen. Old Neb might have been a big old man, but he wasn't nothing like Jehovah. Come on. Woo! He walked back to that window. Amen. The window being open as it was aforetime, the Word of God says, Daniel never shut that window. Amen. He fulfilled the New Testament, said, praying always. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Hello. Amen. That window never got shut. Amen. But at three times a day, Daniel walked up to it. Amen. And looked towards Jerusalem. Why, Brother Joe? Because God had spoken at the dedication of that house and said, if any man be in a foreign land, captive in a foreign land, if they will look towards this house and call on my name. Oh, God said, I'll hear them. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. I want to tell you, Jesus said, if you'll ask any, then you'll my Father in my name. Amen. Amen. God will do it to you. Amen. Looking at Jesus is the same as looking through that window. Amen. In prayer. Amen. Daniel. Amen. Knew what it meant to love God. Amen. When Daniel could have boasted and braggadooed. Amen. When he has been listening to that old king has dreamed those dreams. And amen. He had forgotten what he dreamed, but he remembered that it scared the living daylights out of him. He aggravated him. Amen. And all the wise men who were simply, little bunch of manipulators. Hello? They just simply took what the king told them as a dream and spun it into a yarn. Most of the time to make the king happy. Come on, old king, this means this, and it never was something bad for the king. You'd be sure they liked their head real good. Amen? Come on. Oh, but suddenly, all these folks is in trouble. Amen. Why, Brother Joe? Because the king couldn't remember the dream. Therefore, they didn't have anything to start out their little yarn with. Amen. And so they went and hunted up old Daniel. Somebody said, amen, God. Amen. Talk to Daniel. We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.